What's up, y'all?
Welcome to the Money Noticias podcast.
It's your fave Latina siblings, Israel and Sinemphalide, coming at you with the real deal on how to get your money right and secure the bag as Latinas and teachers of color.
As an award-winning educator and personal finance expert, we are on a mission to bring anti-racist, culturally responsive financial literacy to Latinas and teachers of color.
So if you're ready to get your money right, we're so glad you're here.
Money Noticias is sponsored by the Dream Teacher Project.
The Dream Teacher Project is on a mission to empower teachers and women of color to get their money right and build generational wealth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Money Noticias podcast. I am your host, Sunem, and today I am doing a solo episode all by myself. Israel is out on a work trip, so I decided to get out of my comfort zone and record a solo episode. So if you're new to this podcast, I'm a big time introvert, and I actually have a fear of public speaking. And it's a little funny because through the Dream Teacher Project, which is our business, we do workshops and trainings for school, colleges, and nonprofit organizations. And I'm always so nervous and, you know, kind of anxious beforehand. But I think what really helps me even like do this podcast is that I'm very passionate about teaching women of color and teachers of color how to take control of their money and build wealth and live the life of their dreams. So I think this really does give me courage to get out of my comfort zone and to show up. Okay, so anyways, in this episode, I will be talking all about debt repayment. And I really wanted to talk about paying off debt in light of the student loan payments and interest restarting again after August 29th. So if you have student debt with the federal government, it will start again after August 29th. So this is a day when interest will start occurring again. And so since 2020, student debt has been on pause. So you didn't have to give any payments towards and interest was not occurring. Because, you know, the pandemic and what was going on. And so this was a huge help from the government. But unfortunately, it is ending. So it's really important that you have a plan to pay off your debt. So that's why I wanted to do this episode. But this episode is still for you, even if you might not have any student debt. Maybe you have credit card debt. Maybe you have car loan, or maybe you have a mortgage. So any type of debt that you have, this episode is still for you. So before I begin and I give you some tips on paying off debt, I do want to say that in our country, in the United States, debt is really common. Like you meet people and they might tell you like, oh, you have debt. So it's like really common to have debt. In fact, just a few months ago, American debt surpassed $17 trillion. And so that means we are a country who has debt. And I always get questions about like whether debt is bad or good, because I know in like the personal finance spaces, there's people who talk about like good debt or bad debt. But in my opinion, in our humble opinions, I feel like debt is neither good or bad. Debt is just debt. And so sometimes we have to get into debt because maybe we come from a low-income immigrant household that could not afford to pay for our colleges. And so we have to get into student debt to go into colleges and get a degree. And maybe you might have gotten into credit card debt because, you know, an unexpected expense came up and that was the only way for you to pay it off. And so I want to point out that sometimes having debt is really not our fault. It's just like a systemic issue because, you know, we grew up poor, so we don't have money to cover all those things. And so that's why I really believe that debt is not good or bad. It's just neutral. And so I really dislike when people are like, oh, I have good debt or I have bad debt. You have to focus on paying your bad debt first. And it's okay if you have good debt. I don't believe that. I feel like debt is just debt. And there's no such thing as good or bad. Well, there's no such thing as good or bad when it comes to debt. Research has proven that people who are in debt are more likely to face some mental health issues such as like prolonged stress, depression, and anxiety, just because, you know, having debt is like a strain on people's finances. So it does make you feel that way. And I remember when I had debt, I also felt that way. I felt really stressed about my debt because I was like, how am I going to pay it off? And it really made me anxious and made me like spiral out of control. And so some of us, you know, can have those feelings, and we might try to make those feelings go away by ignoring our debt. But when we ignore debt, it actually becomes worse, especially if it can lead to like late payments, or it can lead to you continually to overspend and not like make your payments on time. And that can actually cause like a bad thing in your credit score and stuff like that, and your financial well-being. And so it's really important that we don't ignore debt and we make a plan to pay it off. So some of the reasons why you should pay off debt is because paying off debt gives you more financial freedom. So it like frees you from the burden of having to make that monthly payment and interest charges. I know when I had debt, it felt bad having to give my money towards my student debt or like my car loan. And so when I was able to become debt free, it really helped me feel more in control of my money. And it gave me like the freedom to like use my money for other things of my financial goals, such as like I was able to use that money to save, and I was able to use that money to invest. So like paying off debt really gives you more control over your money. Paying off debt also reduces your stress and improves your mental well-being, because like I talked about, debt can really be a big source of stress and anxiety. And so when you do become debt free, you're going to be able to alleviate that emotional weight, and it's going to improve your mental well-being and basically improve your overall quality of life. Paying off debt also increases your financial security. So because you no longer have any debt, now you can start saving for an emergency fund, which is really important to prioritize. And then having that safety net really does reduce the chances of getting back into debt. Paying debt also improves your credit score, because the more debt you have, it really does impact your credit score in a negative way. And so when you're able to, you know, pay off your loans, it will affect your credit score in a good way. Paying off debt really does give you more options. And so it gives you more options when it comes to your career. So like maybe you were in a high paying job because you had a lot of student debt. And so like when you're able to pay off debt, you're able to maybe move on to a different career that maybe might not pay as much, but it makes you happier. Or maybe it might allow you to start a business. Maybe you're like, I'm all about starting businesses. I really want to work for myself, but I have all this debt. And so when you're able to pay off debt, you're able to like start a business. It just becomes easier. Or maybe you're like, I really want to travel. I want to take a career break. I want to take a sabbatical. And so when you pay off debt, you're able to have more money to save for this, for that sabbatical that you might want to take. And so it really does give you more options. So I just talked about why it's important to become debt free. And so I want to give you some steps in order to become debt free. So the first step is know how much you owe. Like I said in the beginning, sometimes it's hard for us to actually write down how much we owe, because it might give us the feeling of stress and anxiety, feeling very overwhelmed with the amount. And so we don't do it. And I know I was really guilty of this, because when I graduated college in like 2015, and I graduated with student loans, but on top of that, I listened to some family members and decided to get a brand new car. And so just graduating college, I have $42,000 of debt. And that was such a big amount for me during that time, because I was making like less than $20,000. And so like it felt like all my money was just going to make like minimum loan payments. But I, for a while, I didn't really know how much I owed. I just knew I had debt, but I was not willing to write down how much I owe. But when I was like, yeah, I really want to become debt free, I like wrote down how much I owed. So if you're in this step, you know, this is a really important step and it can be really scary, but we have to do it because if we don't know how much we owe, we can't make a plan to pay it off. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to look for your loan statement. So if you have student loans, then I want you to log into your student loan provider and like download your statement, because that one's going to tell you the balance of how much you still owe on your loan, the interest rate, the minimum monthly payment, and then also the payment due date. So these are really important. And so maybe you don't have student debt, but maybe you have a mortgage, or maybe you have credit card debt, the same thing, or a car loan, the same thing. Log into the provider's website and download the statement, and it will give you all this information. So it's really important that we know this. So, you know, if you're a pencil and paper type of person, then, you know, just write it down on a piece of paper. If you're a spreadsheet type of person like I was, I'm still a spreadsheet person, then write down the balance of the loan, the interest rate of every loan that you have, and the minimum monthly payment and the payment due dates. It's really important that we are organized, because this is going to help us so much in paying off our debt. Okay, so once we have done that, then we can move on to step number two, which is choose a debt repayment method. And so there's two popular debt repayment methods that we recommend. And the first one is the snowball method. And so this snowball method is where you prioritize paying off the loan with the smallest amount first, then you focus on the next smallest loan, and then you will repeat this until you are debt-free. And so this method is best for people who need that instant gratification, because when they focus on paying off the loan with the smallest amount, that's when they're going to see the biggest difference, and this is going to help build that motivation and momentum in your loan repayment journey, because sometimes paying off debt is a long journey. It might take like 5 years, it can take 1 year, it can take 10, 15. So it's a long process. So it's really important that we keep ourselves motivated. And the snowball method really does keep you motivated, because like it does show you the biggest impact on you making extra payments towards one debt. And so if you wrote down all your debt, you would just focus on the one that has the smallest amount when you decide to use the snowball method. Okay, the other type of method that we recommend is the avalanche method. And this method is a little bit different, because you're focusing on paying off the loan with the highest interest rate first. And then once that one's paid off, you focus on the loan with the second highest interest rate, and then you will repeat this process until you are debt-free. And this method is best for people who are more analytical. They don't need that instant gratification. They run the numbers. They know that if they focus on this method, they're going to be saving on interest. And that's enough to keep them motivated. And so this one is great too. And I just want to say, you might be wondering, like, which of this method is better? Like, which one should I prioritize? And my answer for that is, like, both methods are great. I don't believe there's one method that's better, because, you know, personal finance is personal. So I feel like the method that works best for you is the method that is best. So whatever method that you decide to use that will allow you to be debt-free is the best method. And so these are the two different methods that you can choose to pay off your loan. So you would have to decide, do I want to use the snowball method, or do I want to use the avalanche method? So you're going to have to do some self-reflection and you know, ask yourself, like, do I feel like I would pay off debt if I focus on the smallest loan first? Would that keep me motivated? Or would it be like, am I the type of person who gets motivated by saving on interest? Then it would be the avalanche method. And it is completely okay if you start with one method and then switch to the other one. It's completely fine. When I was paying off debt, I started with the snowball method, but then I did a spreadsheet with all my numbers, and I realized that if I focused on paying off the loan with the highest interest, I was going to save on interest. And so for me, that was really motivating, so I switched to that one. And so Israel, it was a little different. He started with the avalanche method, and he realized that That was not keeping him motivated, so he switched to the snowball method. So remember, the best method is the one that works for you. Step number three, now that you've chosen which type of debt repayment method you want to use, step three to paying off your debt is to find extra money. So in order to find extra money, you can do some of these things. So the first one, it can be like you can cut back on your spending. So you can focus on cutting back on low priority ones first. Maybe you like to travel a lot, but then you realize that you really want to become debt free. So you're willing to reduce the number of times you travel in a year. So maybe you're traveling like 3 times and you're like, well, I really want to prioritize paying off debt. So instead of traveling 3 times, I'm only going to travel 2 times. In order to do that, you will have to have a budget. So it's important that you do have a budget in place because that's going to help you so much. And if you have not listened to our budgeting episode, I definitely recommend that you do. I'm going to put it in the episode show notes. And basically, a budget is just a way for you to organize your money so that it's not all over the place. And so that's a way that you can find extra money to put towards your debt. If this podcast resonates with you and you've been wanting to feel more confident with your money, then I invite you to apply to our 90 Days Get Your Money Right private coaching. Private coaching is for you if you've been wanting to improve your money mindset, organize your finances with ease, begin investing, and start building the life of your dreams. For more information on our private coaching, check out the episode show notes. Towards your debt repayment journey. So for me, when I was paying off debt, I used to be like a huge overspender. I used to give all my money to Amazon. And so when I was making a plan to become debt free, I was like, well, I'm no longer going to spend on Amazon, and I'm going to use that extra money towards my debt. And so I was able to take out spending from Amazon, and that really helped accelerate me paying off my debt. I do want to say that when I was paying off debt, I was very, very aggressive. And so I like really cut back on my spending. And I don't necessarily recommend that because sometimes our debt repayment journeys can be long. And when you cut off everything that makes you happy, you might not stick to it. And so it might take you longer to become debt free. Or you might want to give up altogether. So I definitely believe that you should have a balance when you are trying to pay off debt. I want you to, you know, cut back a little bit on your spending, but also allow yourself to spend on things that make you happy. Okay, so if you're not willing to cut anything off, you're like, I feel like my budget is perfect the way I have it. I'm not willing to cut off anything, but I do want to become debt free. The other thing that you can do is like make more money. That's either through like moving to a different job that pays you more, or maybe having a side hustle, or maybe asking your job for a raise. So those are some ways that you can make extra money to pay. So when I was paying off debt, I had a side hustles, and I was also like, I also got a raise in my main job. And when I got my master's in finance, I got an extra raise too. So all of that helped me pay off my debt like 3 years before I had originally planned. So when I did my calculations, I thought I was going to be debt free in 2021, but I actually was able to become debt free in like February of 2019. And so finding extra money is really going to help you become debt free at a faster rate. But of course, don't do it in a way that's going to burn you out. Do it in a really balanced way. Step four for paying off debt is to find a support system. You know, we talk a lot about how your community is your wealth. And so having, you know, a community there support you during your debt repayment journey is going to be really important. I remember when I was in my debt repayment journey, and during this time, I really had no support from my family and friends because they were not that into personal finance as they are now. And so the only way I was able to find my support system was actually online. So if you're the type of person who doesn't feel like they have support from their family and friends, you know, there's online communities that are going to be there to support you. And so for me, that was like reading blogs about people in their debt repayment journey, or like people who have paid off debt. So like I would literally read one blog like every day. And I really like reading. So maybe for you, it might not be reading blogs. Maybe for you, it's like listening to podcasts about people's journeys on paying off debt, or maybe watching YouTube videos. But that's a really great way to feel supported, to know that there's people out there that were also like in debt, but they were able to become debt free. And I feel like that's really valuable, especially to keep you motivated. And like I said, now you can also follow people on Instagram, people who talk about like debt repayment. And that's also really, really good. Or, you know, you can be the first one to start talking money with your family. And hopefully that can, you know, make the money topics less taboo, because I know in our society, talking about money can be a little bit taboo-ish. And so maybe you can make the change and be the first one. I know that in my family, I was the first one to start talking money. And now I have a lot of my siblings who talk about money too. And so that was really helpful. Step five, or tip five, is to be patient and kind to yourself. So in your debt payoff journey, please remember that Rome wasn't built in a day, which means that your journey just takes time depending on your circumstances. So maybe you have a lot of debt and you're not making that much money, and it just feels like becoming debt free feels like a faraway goal. Just remember to be kind and to know that you have a plan to pay off debt, and remember that it is going to take time, and to be patient with the journey, but also to, you know, find that support that's going to keep you accountable. So please be gentle during yourself. And so one question that I want you to ask yourself, because if your payoff journey is long, you're going to feel unmotivated. That's normal. Like there's going to come a point where you're like, oh, do I really want to give this money to my debt? Like, can I just spend it? I remember I had those questions all the time. Like, I just want to spend this money on anything that I want. But like, I always came back to like, what was my why? And I really just wanted to become debt free. And my why during that time wasn't the best. My why was like, I want to have extra money to just spend on random stuff. And so for me, that was my why. Of course, during my journey, my why changed. And my why changed from like, oh, I want to become debt free so I can free up money to start investing and build wealth. But so it's also important to like ask yourself the reason why you're doing this. So a question that I want you to ask yourself is like, what can I do to be gentle with myself in this journey? So please take the time to answer this question, so that when that period of time when you're feeling unmotivated and you're being harsh on yourself, to remember like why you want to be gentle with yourself. Okay. And the last tip on paying off debt is to celebrate your wins. So you don't have to just celebrate your win when you become debt free. I mean, of course, celebrate that too. But it's really important that you celebrate all your wins. That means the small wins, the big wins. And so if you have multiple debt, like for example, I think I had 3 student loan debts, and then I had a car debt, like I could have celebrated every time I paid one of those off. I didn't, because during that period of time, I feel like I wasn't as healthy as I am now. So I didn't really believe in celebrating myself, because I wasn't taught how to celebrate my wins. And I'm still working on that. I'm still a work in progress. But now I really believe in celebrating your wins, because they're really important and they're going to keep you motivated. And so please celebrate your wins. So if you're able to, maybe you were able to find extra income to put towards your debt, I feel like that's a great win. I feel like you should celebrate that. Or maybe you're able to increase your income to pay more towards your debt. And so that's also a great win. But also maybe you're able to pay off one loan. I feel like you should always celebrate that. And so celebrating that can look different for you. Maybe you buy yourself like some flowers. Maybe you tell the world about you paying off one of your debt. Maybe you take yourself on a nice dinner or something, like, you know, something that's going to make you happy. And so I really believe that celebrating all your progress is going to be key in helping you not only keep you motivated to pay off debt, but also it's going to give you that habit of celebrating. And I feel like celebrating is really, really helpful. All right, so that is all. So remember, tip number one is to know how much you owe, because we need to know how much we owe in order to plan for it. Tip number two is to choose a debt repayment method. So there's the snowball method and the avalanche method. Tip number three is to find extra income. Tip number four is to find your support system. Tip number five is to remember to be patient and kind with yourself. And tip number six is to celebrate your wins. Paying off debt is definitely going to be worth it because it's going to give you way more options in life. And so I really believe that you should prioritize paying off debt in order for you to have more options. So that is all for today's episode. Thank you for spending this time with us today. And remember to live, teach, and secure the bag. If you took anything from this episode, please take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram @DreamTeacherProject.